T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here in Detroit, it was a standoff for a time between police and protesters in the middle of Gratiot Avenue. WWJ's Vicki Thomas is live from the city's east side. Vicki?
And Sandra, I will tell you, it was something to witness. The protesters locked arms and stood their ground. Meanwhile, they were essentially surrounded by police and riot gear. And then you had another set of police officers with batons and shields. And Detroit Police Chief James Craig was on scene watching the whole thing. He believes that the police department, that they had been very lenient with the protesters. They gave them a warning, 10 minutes to 8. Then they let them protest and actually led the protest, and to make sure that they were safe and blocking off intersections, because the protesters really took over Gratiot Avenue for the most part, headed northbound. And so the chief was says he's disappointed. He did not want to make those arrests, but they moved in, Sandra, quickly and swiftly. And they did take some people down to the ground pretty hard. I witnessed that. At some point, tear gas went off, and the chief is not sure if it was one of his officers or one of the protesters, because he told reporters that he would give the order for the deployment of tear gas, but he said he never gave that order, so an investigation is underway there. I would estimate that about 150 protesters were arrested here, and I talked to one of their representatives. They say that they were also disappointed. But they even admitted that they thought that the police officers handled things very well to a point, and were restrained in being violent with them. But they did believe that, they did take some of them down hard, as I mentioned and as I witnessed. But overall, you know, no one was seriously hurt. The deployment of the tear gas left some people, screaming in pain. I actually have that on the WWJ Facebook page, where you can actually see the confrontation. And I would encourage everyone to take a look, because, I mean, this is democracy, right? This is a free speech, and they stood their ground as protesters, and then the police, they stood their ground. And the chief says that while he hated to make those arrests tonight, that he is sending the clear message that you cannot violate the curfew. And he thought that they were patient and lenient and forced to do what they did tonight, and that's arrest of over 100 protesters here. Reporting live and local, Vicki Thomas, WWJ News Radio 950.
And Vicki, if you can hear me out there, I know it's been loud. From your Facebook Live, police were actually rinsing out the eyes of some of the protesters and giving them water.
And the chief actually made a point of saying that too, Sandra, that a lot of these officers hate that it came to this confrontation, and they were rinsing the eyes of some of the protesters with water, because I mean, people that got hit with that gas, they were in serious pain, and you could see that the redness in their face, the redness in the eyes. And those officers, you know, they did what they're paid to do, and they followed the lead of the police chief, who was right there on scene for the entire confrontation.
Thank you, Vicki. Stay safe. We appreciate it.